This is not only because quantum mechanics is the basis of all our present understanding of matter and force, and has passed extraordinarily stringent experimental tests. More important is the fact that no one has been able to think of any way to change quantum mechanics in any way that would preserve its successes without leading to logical absurdities. Although quantum mechanics provides the stage on which all natural phenomena are played, in itself it is an empty stage. Quantum mechanics allows us to imagine a huge variety of different possible physical systems. Systems composed of any sort of particles interacting through any sorts of forces, or even systems that are not composed of particles at all. The history of physics in this century has been marked by the gradual growth of a realization that it is the principles of symmetry that dictate the dramatis personae of the drama we observe on the quantum stage. Our present standard model of weak and electromagnetic and strong forces is based on symmetries. The space-time symmetries of special relativity that require the standard model to be formulated as a theory of fields, and internal symmetries that dictate the existence of the electromagnetic field and the other fields that carry the forces of the standard model. Gravitation, too, can be understood on the basis of a principle of symmetry, the symmetry in Einstein's general theory of relativity, that decrees that the laws of nature must not change under any possible changes in how we describe positions in space and time. Based on this century of experience, it is generally supposed that a final theory will rest on principles of symmetry. We expect that these symmetries will unify gravitation with the weak, electromagnetic, and strong forces of the standard model. But for decades, we did not know what these symmetries are, and we had no mathematically satisfactory quantum theory of gravitation that incorporates the symmetry underlying general relativity. This may now have changed. The past decade has seen the development of a radically new framework for a quantum theory of gravitation and possibly everything else. The theory of strings. String theory has provided our first plausible candidate for a final theory. The roots of this theory go back to 1968, when elementary particle theorists were trying to understand the strong nuclear forces without relying on the quantum theory of fields, which was at that time at a low point of popularity. A young theorist at CERN, Gabriel Veneziano, had the idea of simply guessing a formula that would give the probabilities for the scattering of two particles at different energies and angles, and that would have some general properties required by the principles of relativity and quantum mechanics. Using familiar mathematical tools that are learned at one age or another by every physics student,